Hi, I'm Andrew Richardson, and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist, and my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved, and quickly too. The observing self is a concept written about at length in a great book by Arthur Dyckman. Not that he would claim any originality for the concept, as it has been part of who we are since ancient times, recognized by wisdom traditions that go back millennia. So what is the observing self? The observing self is that part of us that can step back from emotions and be aware of ourselves as a unique center of awareness, apart from our intellect, our emotions, and our conditioning. This inner core of our being is the essence of me that nobody else can access or take away. Your observing self has the power to attach and detach from the world at will, and therefore see things from many different points of view, and to be more objective. It doesn't have depression, or anger, or pain, or MS, or anxious worrying, or anything except calm awareness. And the more we lower our emotional arousal, the easier it becomes to enter our observing self. The wider the perspective we can see, and the easier it is to figure out how to overcome the obstacles we face. This capacity is the special human talent. And of course, those locked in depression are panicking in part because their observing self is locked away from them, locked away by overwhelming emotion, fear, and hopelessness. It is this contrast that can explain why mindfulness practice is now such a fashionable recommendation for those who are depressed. Though for those locked in depression, mindfulness cannot help very much at the beginning. For those locked in depression, they need more than mindfulness to unlock their trance state and begin to detach and lower arousal, such that mindfulness does become possible. And much more important is a life that can resume, that is working, with essential needs being met.